Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Over 1,000 learners said to have tested positive at public schools in Gauteng this past week. The province already experiencing a third wave with an average of, 3,500 new infections recorded every day. And the figures I've got in front of me, actually, of the 7,657 reported new infections in the last 24 hours, 4,891 of them were in Gauteng. Joining me on the line now is spokesperson for the Gauteng Department of Education, Steve Mabona. Steve, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and to all our listeners.
But firstly, do we know where those learners would have been infected, over 1,000 in 1 week? Would they have happened in the school campuses, or would they have happened in their homes and communities, and then they would have brought it to the school?
Well, it's according to information that we have, it's both. Because we've been receiving, confirmation of cases while probably the parents will call and say, this is what is happening, and the child is not coming at school. And to a certain extent, a few cases will realize that there was a tendency of parents probably unaware, or you would not know, that they will send children that are sick. And then at the later stage, you'll then realize that they would confirm being positive. So we've been interacting with parents to say they need to be wary of sending children that are sick, in our space. And we will also be encouraging teachers that are feeling sick not to maybe report to work. But you know that we're in the third wave, so it can be at school, it can be at home. That's why we encourage people to conform to COVID-19 protocols. Make sure that there's a wearing of masks and there is a social distancing. Because what we've learned that in some of our schools, the wearing of masks, there was people lower their guard and they don't social distance, enough. So those are the things that we are picking up when we interact with our schools.
What happens next, Steve? I mean, I know they are probably finishing with their mid-year exams, those who are sitting down for the exams and assessments. There'll be a three-week school holiday before they come back at some date in July, when the National Department of Basic Education has said that those in primary schools, grades R to 7, will be allowed to come back 100% of the days of the school week. What is the Education Department in Gauteng going to do?
Well, for now, we are still forging ahead, preparing for the primary schools learners, because we have lost so much, curriculum time, which necessitates that we need the, lower grades in the classroom. We need them. They need to be supervised because we have learned from the researchers that they must be in the classroom. They must be supervised for them to, proceed with their education, because most of them in the foundation phase, they don't grasp enough when you rotate them. They need to be at school for the whole week so that you don't break that the synergy that they are, working with. So when you break, sometimes when they come back the following week, they need to go back on what they might have taught. So it becomes difficult for them to grasp. So that's why we are preparing, making sure that we emphasize on the adherence of the COVID-19 protocols. And our principals were in constant, contact with them to say the standard operating procedures that you have, please enforce and make sure that you report. Because some parents will say some schools are not reporting cases. And when we go to schools, you find that no, they've reported probably maybe the parent did not maybe get communication, but we emphasize that schools must continue to interact with their parents, utilizing the communication mechanism that they normally have.
So as of this date, I suppose, the 14th of June, the Gauteng Education Department is not asking for the schools to be closed?
No. Well, we work very closely with Department of Health. where an assessment dictates that the school must be closed, the Department of Health will normally recommend to say, no. When we look at the number of cases that we have and assess all those that might have been contacts, which will be required to isolate, the numbers are high, so probably you need to close. So after they've recommended such, we will then close. But if there's one, two cases, they assess and say probably it's only one classroom or two classes that need to stay at home, and you can still, you know, function as the entire school, then we will continue because we have lost so much curriculum time. So
no, fair enough.
If they recommend, that we close, then we don't hesitate, we do close.
To be more clear then, I suppose, are there any schools in Gauteng that have been closed as a result of those learners testing positive for COVID-19?
Since we opened in February, we can confirm that interchangeably we have closed 20 schools. By that, I mean because you will close a school for 1, 2, or 3 days, it's even difficult for you to say how many schools are closed now. Because today, I might say to you, I have 10 schools that are closed. The following day, you will have probably 6 because some would have been due to open. The third day, you will have from 12 or 13 schools because some they then closed the day, others were coming back. So interchangeably, when you count the number of schools that is closed up to so far, it's 20.
All right, Steve Mabona, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. A difficult, difficult thing to navigate. Spokesperson for the Gauteng Education Department, reflecting, of course, on the impact of COVID-19 on the schools in Gauteng.